The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was A Different Letter by Mormon Toasterhead off of... Well, actually, it was just a single they released recently. So I'm assuming that they've got an album coming up. They definitely said something about it on the Bandcamp page, but I forget. Anyway, song before that was Apple Street by Dodge Dirt off of Epic Fail Compilation, June 2013. Personal favorite of mine. And then first of those three songs was That Order by Bracelet off of their I Hear Bracelet EP that they released last month, I believe, which is really terrific. Anyway, special period right now. It is the CJLO funding drive. So for the next couple of weeks, CJLO is going to be accepting donations. I think they accept donations literally any time in the year, however. But if you go to cjlofundingdrive.com, you'll find various links there, as well as some information about like raffles and stuff. There are a bunch of cool things like tickets for shows and merch, things that you can get for donating, raffles you can get entered into, tax receipts you can get if you really want those. But there's also various cool stuff that's going on in the near future. So already CJLO had their like opening show, punk show that happened at, I think, Saturnalia, previous Friday. And next up is going to be like a Canadian music trivia night at Star Bar. I'm actually going to be doing the merch table there. So if you're curious about seeing the face behind the voice, I'm going to be hanging out there, probably trying to sell you a t-shirt. And if you know a lot about Canadian music history, definitely show up to that. There's also going to be like a mixtape launch. So for all of the live sessions or like oven sessions that are done at CJLO, where bands are brought in and they have like more or less like something like 20 minutes or something of music recorded with the sound producer at CJLO, Zach Bruce, a bunch from that is going to be compiled together into an actual physical tape that you can pick up next, the Wednesday following this coming week, I think, at Bar Wills. That should be a cool one. That information is also on cjlofundingdrive.com. Anyway, I've been doing this show for like 6 years. A good chunk of that has been on CJLO, and I do have to say that radio has been pretty important to me. I was discussing with a friend earlier, I was like, why do I do radio? And there's a nice, like, you know, it's nice routine and that sort of thing, but it's also a really nice environment. Like, it was a really big benefit to me for, like, making friends when I was an undergraduate student. I continue to use it for that purpose now, of, like, getting to know people through the radio station. But it also opens up a lot of opportunities for, like, especially students in general, like student jobs at the station, things like local news, supporting, like, local initiatives as well, like, getting word out on various things. So even beyond like my personal enjoyment of like hanging out at like college radio stations, it is something that really benefits, students, the community, music community as well. So again, cjlofundingdrive.com. If you feel like sending us a little bit of money, please do. Anyway, next song coming up is from 22 Degree Halo.
Yeah. May not want It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. It's not something you can just get and go.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. And the last song was June, and in parentheses, July. And weirdly, June is capitalized, July is not. That's by Memory Card off of the File Sharing LP. Before that, Want by Comet Pond off of Spirit. Before that, Birds by Lovelet off Couples Fight Night. And the first of those four was Voices by the band then known as Teen Spaceship off of their then self-titled, but they're now known as 22 Degree Halo. But that EP is their only release that I know that was under the moniker Teen Spaceship. Also took me a long time to realize that was like pulled from the Smog album of the same name. Anyway, Lovelet is a local band. Possibly originally from Edmonton, and that album that song is from, I say local band is in Montreal, not like Thunder Bay or Kingston. Apologies to the people there, I guess. But Tim is the guy behind Lovelet, and from what I've been informed by other members of his band, he's been sitting on an album for a long time. So if you ever run into a guy named Tim in a band called Lovelet, implore him, please, to release his album. I was told to do that. But anyway, I'm a really big fan of Couples Fight Night. I saw Tim play a show as Couples Fight Night recently. And in fact, his drummer is someone that I've known before, who I interviewed as part of Knitting. So it's a very cool band. I was really, really impressed by their stuff. And I'm really looking forward to when that album does finally release. Interesting. The drummer of that band, Andy, is actually going to be playing an impromptu tour very shortly, and I think November 4th is supposed to be in Thunder Bay. So if I find out from him that he did manage to book a show there, I will be letting everyone in Thunder Bay know, so long as they're tuned in to CILU at 9 p.m. on a Monday evening. Anyway, another reminder that this is like the CJLO funding drive, so I am yet again, for the second time this hour, begging you, please give us your money. We're a good cause, I swear. The station supports all sorts of good local stuff, like news and whatever. The money also goes towards, like, funding things like the recording of sessions at the station, which are actually really high quality. And then, as I mentioned before, are going to be showing up as, like, a mixtape, which will be, like, a small selection of the very large number that have actually been recorded. And on top of that, like, student jobs, like, the money that gets sent to the station actually supports, like, students that get hired by the station, students that, like, gain skills through the station, like, you know, whether it's something as simple as, like, presenting on the radio or actually, like, sound engineering stuff that they'll learn through, like, sessions that happen there. It's, like, a really, really good resource for students, like, to get involved in the community, but also to pick up skills. So if you want to donate, cjlofundingdrive.com. There are all sorts of cool events coming up, and there are also, like, some sick kickbacks you can get, like some tax receipts or t-shirts and that sort of thing. Anyway, more stuff's coming up. Next is going to be Shallow Water.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was untitled, in parentheses, Cowboy. I don't know how that's untitled, but anyway... It's by the band Shallow Water off of their album God's Gonna Give You $1,000,000. It's a terrific album. Shouldn't be laughing this much. Yeah, great album. I saw them in the summer. They played with World's Worst. I thought they were like World's Worst ever, but no, just World's Worst. As well as Golden Star, so local band. Shallow Water is from Texas, so it was really incredible that they came all the way up here to play a show. That was pretty sick, and they played an incredible show. Golden Star played alongside them. They released an EP like back in the winter. They've actually got another EP in the works, so it's very close to finished. I've heard some nearly complete demo versions of that, and I'm really looking forward to like seeing that come out finally. And I think there's also, I came across recently another like local slowcore band where I really thought there were none besides Golden Star. A band called Epsilon with two N's. So it's cool to see that there's, and that was a very recent release as well. And I'll probably play something from it in the near future on this show. But I'm kind of keeping my eyes out on the slow music scene here in Montreal. Anyway, donate again, cjlofundingdrive.com. All sorts of cool stuff is coming, and also more music. This next one is going to be from the Winnipeg band known as Fencing. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Happens That I'm Tired by the band The Medic, or The Medic, I don't know how to say it, but it's M-E-T-I-C. So not like Medic, as you would normally think. Anyway, before that, IMAX by the Winnipeg band Fencing off of their Fencing Wikipedia album. So debut that I guess they released earlier this month, last month. But it's a pretty good album. And cool to see like that type of sound. I feel like post-rock in Canada is like heavily dominated by like Godspeed-esque stuff. And it's really interesting to hear like more stripped back, slower tones of that variety, like what Fencing plays. So I was really looking forward to that album. Anyway, I guess now is the time that I get to remind you yet again that it is funding drive season here at CJLO. So if you enjoy listening to CJLO, if you enjoyed this show, if you've enjoyed any of the programming, if you enjoyed a show that CJLO has put on at like a, you know, had bands play, so not like just some schmuck like me, but like, you know, actually booked a show in a bar somewhere, if you're looking forward to maybe picking up the mixtape or like, I don't know, there's all sorts of cool stuff that the station does, and donations do really help out a lot. Like I said before, helps like train students, news programming, sessions with bands like that are actually like, you know, you say that sort of thing, it's like, oh, it's like a live recording. They're actually very impressive. Like I am looking forward to the mixtape launch. Like they're some of my favorite recordings of bands have been from CJLO sessions. I think that's the only way that you can listen to certain, like a certain cover that Sunforger did, for instance, is through a CJLO session. Unless they happen to play it at another show, but anyway. So yeah, I definitely think college radio is worthwhile. I think if you have the money and you're willing to donate, it'd be massively appreciated. Again, the link to go to, or like the URL, is cjlofundingdrive.com. And there's all sorts of stuff associated with that, like a raffle for all sorts of like tickets that can be won, various shows, for movies, for bands, their t-shirts, their tax receipts that you can get, mugs, all sorts of interesting little things, so we can show you our appreciation for your appreciation of us. Anyway, there are two more songs left. They're like slower, more post-rocky stuff. The first is a song called Five from the band Del Hoya off of their self-titled, and then the second one is a really long name. Say it with me. I Am a Man, Not a Piano Key! Exclamation mark by Poorly Drawn House off of Two Songs. Thanks for listening.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Hello, Kingston. This is Torquil from Stars. You are listening to CFRC.